Lesson 24. Red and Black. "Hurrah for the seaside," cried Phil. "What fun I shall have with boating and bathing and digging away in the sand. But the fishing will be the best fun of all. Many a jolly red lobster shall I drag out of the sea."
"Red lobsters?" cried Bill, with a loud, rude laugh.
"You will be clever to catch them. If you had ever seen a lobster, as I have seen many brought in the fish..."
"Red lobsters," cried Bill, with a loud, rude laugh.
"You'll be clever to catch them. If you had ever seen a lobster, as I have seen many brought in the fishermen's baskets, you would have known that the creatures, with their strong big claws, are pretty nearly black."
"None of your nonsense for me," cried Phil. "As if I didn't know the look of a lobster, when my aunt has lobster salad 20 times in the year. The shell is as red as a soldier's coat."
"As black as a sweep's," laughed Bill. Phil was so angry at being thus contradicted that he began to talk almost a red lobster. Phil was so angry at being thus contradicted that he began to look almost as red as a lobster himself. From high words, the two boys were almost coming to blows, when, hearing their loud voices, Bill's grandfather drew nearer.
"Hello, what's the matter?" said he.
"Grandfather, are not lobsters black?" cried Bill.
"Are they not red?" shouted his friend.
"Ah, my lads," said the old man, "how often it is our own ignorance that makes us believe that no one knows the truth so well as ourselves. Neither of you, it seems, is aware that lobsters are black until boiled, that then their colour is changed. I would give Phil a sovereign for every red lobster that he could catch out of the sea, and Bill another for every black one that he could eat at the table."